Hank, you want to go ahead and hit us with some of the news that we can use?
Yeah, I mean, I got some light news this week. Of course, everybody knows the topic, and we know the main news. But the Grammys did take place this weekend. Shout out to J. Cole, and my boy 21 Savage brought one home. Billie English got a couple of victories. The Grammys did do a tribute to my man Mamba. Also, Grammy weekend out in California at the mall, I don't know if you guys saw it, Meek Mills got into it with Nicki Minaj and her new husband. Sound match in the school about the escalating school life. In my opinion, for nothing on both of them parts. Like, it makes no sense. I mean, right. It's the Grammy. Grow up is over with. Yeah, this lady's married is over with. Let's move on. What do you think about that, Joe? Did you see that? Did either one of you guys see that?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch it. Yeah, I got a chance to watch it.
What you thought about that?
Bro, like, my first initial thought was, you know, are we, you know, is my boy Meek still bitter? You know what I mean? Is it some heart, you know, feeling still involved? You know, when you see the S and glowed up still doing her thing, ain't lost a step. You tend to get a little in your feelings or whatnot. So I had to wonder, was it something like that, bro? But, you know, some of the witnesses said that it started from the other camp. That, you know, it escalated
Meek,
when he was provoked.
Right. I was like, come on, Meek.
Yeah, man.
Let it go.
I just didn't say, I didn't say that for my boy Meek, man.
Speaking of the Grammys.
Hold on, Tank. You know, I gotta get my Meek part in. Like the thing I don't understand is like you would think that Meek was almost more on the safari level. It's like Meek, you can't
right.
You can't find nobody to love. Like, I mean, as many
right.
fake body parts, no knock to Nicki Minaj, but as many fake body parts that she has, like, you don't think you could find you a natural good woman, like. Nicki Minaj ain't that bad, and she's not naturally bad, so I don't get that whatsoever.
It just threw a curveball to me. Also, again, this all culminated for the Grammy weekend out of L.A. Puff gave, I don't know if you guys saw, Puff gave a speech talking about how the Grammys have been doing hip-hop and, you know, black musicians and black music wrong for a long time. I wanted you guys' opinion on that, listeners or my two cohorts. You guys think about that? Do you think Puff's speech was too much? Was it just right? Or what are your overall views of it? They've been shitting on hip hop forever since the beginning. I mean,
let's not act as if like he's wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's not act like he's wrong in his sentiments when he say that, you know, hip hop been getting shitted on from jump when it comes to the Grammys. We don't watch Jay-Z nominated for 7 awards go home with nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a real thing for hip-hop to feel like that.
And I'm talking about shitting on from the perspective, you remember back in the days, y'all, they wouldn't even air our awards. We'd just come out and just scroll across the bottom. Jazzy won the award for album of the year. We don't even get to see them come up and get the award, you know?
Yeah, they gave our awards away at the pre-show.
He said 100% truth, but I'm just like, what I'm saying, going back to the 80s, we don't need validation from the Grammys. Let's move on. If you just mail that shit in to us, we don't even have to go. Doesn't matter.
And that's where I met with it, bro. You feel me? That's where I met
with
it.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Hey, let's not go to the Grammys,
yeah,
guys.
Like,
okay, Rock Nation brunch.
That's what I said.
Move your brunch to BET weekend or move it to somewhere else.
That's exactly what I took from it, bro. I took from it.
Right, that's what I'm
my whole take. My whole take from it was, okay, they're not inviting us to the table. Well, can we go? Can we not go somewhere else to eat? You know what I mean?
Right.
Why can't you? Why can't you, Jay, all y'all?
Let's celebrate this.
Exactly. Either create your own, or, you know, how about we go to our own award show, BET, and make that bigger and better every year? You know, because y'all don't even show up there.
Right.
Bigger and better. Can we just say bigger and good in general? The BET Awards?
Yeah, like, right. You can make it good. Make it bigger.
Okay, BET Awards now. All of them have
stuff. It's been some decent ones. But I'm just saying, they were looking at the BET Awards and don't show up at all. versus
right.
begging for acceptance at the Grammys? Why is that?
Which,
you know what I mean?
Which suck, by the way.
Trash.
We're talking as if the Grammys don't suck. They do.
Trash. You feel me? So, I mean, that to me is a bigger issue. I would much rather for us to take our own and blow it up to make, you know, Billie Eilish and whoever else want to come to our award show, go blow that up versus begging to sit down and, for validation at their table, bro.
I agree. And
is it anybody that can do it besides Jay-Z or Diddy that has respect level to be able to pull something off like that? Because I think BET Awards, it's not going to happen. Like, you're going to have to destroy and rebuild that.
Yeah, I do agree that, you know what I mean, it needs to work. But, I mean, off the top of my mind, if Puff Daddy show up, Jay-Z show up, if you got a – when was the last time Beyonce performed at a BET Awards? And she has been nominated countless numbers of times and still don't show up. I mean, you take those three and then you start building from, like, this new crop of talent that we have, her and some of the, you know – some of the other ones, Summer Walker and whatnot. Get some of these performances and get some of the, you know, some of that youth movement in there, while you still pay homage to some of the great in R&B and hip hop. I'm just saying, well, some of the, you can name five to ten great artists that don't show up to the BET Awards every year.
Right. And before I got cut off, guys, I was just saying, Jay, you know, like you said, the Essence Awards. It don't have to be BET. It could be the Essence Awards. It could be the Trumpet Awards. Anything that celebrates the cultural
mm-hmm.
arts of the urban and black people in arts and entertainment. It could be any of those award shows. And just,
yeah.
like Joe, when I came back in, and just build on that. The Summer Ball.
Yeah, look at
Vegas.
They'll come perform, bro. Like, if you go back to 95, 96, Tupac, they were showing up at the Soul Train Awards. Like,
right.
those was...
Even the Soul Train Awards.
I mean? Yeah, like... Some of the biggest stars was at the Soul Train Awards in suits and whatnot.
Right.
Like, though, you know, they had a way of saluting our culture and our music, and we put pride in winning that. Mary J. Blige and them took pride in winning a Soul Train
right.
Award. So now if it's not a Grammy, we not, you know, it's not validation, and I don't agree with that at all.
Right. Right, me either. And like I said, the Grammy is the Grammy. You don't, just like you don't show up for these other shows, they'll mail you your Grammy. It's registered. It's coming. You ain't got to go. You do not have to go. It's coming.
True story.
Wait, and Tank, they kind of touch on your, and I really hadn't, as y'all know, I'm not as up on music and what's going on, but I did see that Tyler, the creator, got, he got the best rap album, and he even said that was a backhand compliment, that his album shouldn't fit in the rap album category. So I think he said he sang. I mean,
yeah.
It was mostly singing through the album anyway.
You talking about Tyler? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he said what he said. I'm just like, why can't we be in pop?
Right. You're exactly right, and we can, but they want to pigeonhole us. But by the time the summer comes, they're going to try to get Justin Bieber a BET award for Yummy. He's already in the making.
It's a big fat. And a performance.
Right. But a person like Lizzo or like Tyler, their album should be in pop. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, they do, you know, album of the year. I guess you can say, you know, that's not just pigeonhole. So I will say, you know, you get song of the year, album of the year. That could be multiple genres, not just specific to one genre. But I do agree with you. It's not enough of us in pop. And pop is only popular music. And for the last 15 years, hip-hop is the most popular music. Without a question.
This is true statement, bro. Like, I think, I think Roderick.
Just like Jay said.
I think Roderick. It's crazy, but you're right. Like, Roderick, his album could be, you could take a Roderick song and what makes it not a popular song. Like, what makes
right.
it not pop music if it's the number one song in hip-hop and
the
we
country.
Are consistently the most popular, you feel me, genre of music right now. So why are we not considered pop music as well?
Right. Lil Nas X had the biggest song in the history of songs. And they was like, no, we don't want him to be country. Hey, we don't want him to be country.